Dámy a pánové, svědectví nebyl jenom časopis a Pavel Tigrid nebyl jenom exulant.
Former Czech President Václav Havel, speaking on Tuesday at the unveiling of a plaque on a Paris street in honour of the late Pavel Tigrid, one of the most influential Czech personalities of the 20th century. Pavel Tigrid is perhaps best known for his work as a Czech journalist and broadcaster in exile during the Cold War. He established and for a number of years ran the Czechoslovak section of Radio Free Europe, which broadcasts reports from the free world to communist Czechoslovakia. He subsequently moved to Paris and became a key figure in the Czechoslovak community living in exile in that country. He set up and published a magazine in the French capital, which was called Svědectví, or Witness. This was avidly read by Czechoslovak emigres abroad, and many copies were also smuggled across the border to Czechoslovakia, where it played a significant role in fostering debate and discourse among Czech and Slovak dissidents. It was for his work in supporting and encouraging opposition to the communist regime in Czechoslovakia that the city of Paris decided to honour Tigrid by mounting a plaque on the building where the magazine Witness was published for many years. Václav Havel was among those attending the plaque's unveiling. He was pleased that his friend Pavel Tigrid's contribution to the fight against totalitarianism was also being recognised outside of the Czech Republic.
Já myslím, že Pavel Tigrid byl skutečně z Francie a z Paříže zvláštním způsobem svázán.
I think that Pavel Tigrid in his own way was really tied to France and Paris, and it's good that the French have also recognized his importance, which was not just confined to Czechoslovakia, but extended beyond its borders.
Hranice Československa jenom.
After the Velvet Revolution, Pavel Tigrid returned to his native country, where he served as Minister for Culture and was later an advisor to President Václav Havel, before retiring to France, which had become something of a second home to him. Although Tigrid died at 85 years of age in 2003, his wife Ivana Tigridova and other family members were able to attend the unveiling ceremony, along with dignitaries including the Mayor of Paris, Bertrand Delanoy, and Czech Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Vondra. Speaking to Radio Prague, Mrs. Tigridova was evidently delighted that her husband had been honoured by the city and country where he had lived in exile for so many years.
No, já si myslím, že ten slavnost je to velmi, milá a potěšující věc.
I think this event is a very nice and pleasing thing. I'm a bit disappointed, though, that the plaque is too high and it won't be easy for many people to read it. I would like to place it a bit lower down. But in the end, the fact that tribute has been paid to my husband and his magazine is very important. Naturally, I'm extremely delighted about it.
Ivana Tigridova, the widow of Czech journalist Pavel Tigrid, there talking to Radio Prague.